From watching too many gangster movies and listening to rap jams from the 1990s, I picked up the expression, never get high on your own supply. A code of conduct for drug dealers that proposes that you shouldn't use the drugs that you are meant to be selling so that you avoid the temptation of stealing from the mob and ending up getting a dose of mob justice, as was frequently depicted in the movies and music videos. This expression has always stuck with me, perhaps because I am still stuck in the era of 1990s hip-hop, but more so because of its meaning and how I found a valuable proposition in the opposite of that statement. Please, get high on your own supplies, as it applies to professionals and managers working for legitimate businesses across all sectors in the private, public, and not-for-profit sectors. In today's episode of the EFICO podcast, I'm going to be explaining why and how to get high on your own supplies. And I hope that after listening, you will begin singing this new tune. Before we jump right into it, let's get a word from our sponsors at the e-paper vendor.
Is that your score on your promotion exam?
No, but if I can save 83% of the cost of newspapers, I imagine I will get a promotion.
How? By not buying newspapers for the office anymore?
No, by switching to the full digital version from the e-paper vendor. It costs up to 83% less and gives you even greater value.
So I can switch my entire organization to the e-paper vendor?
It's simple. Call the e-paper vendor on 0703-769-9479 or visit www.bebetterbooks.biz to enjoy the huge cost savings on your favorite Nigerian newspapers.
It's unbelievable, but true. I am switching to the e-paper vendor.
I hope you have started piecing your thoughts together about what I could possibly mean by encouraging professionals in organizations to get high on their own supplies. Well, it's simple. Whatever organization you work in offers products and services to the public, to its customers, and to its prospects. If you are all going to be successful at selling or providing operational support for these products and services, then it is in everyone's best interests that you actually get high on the products and services that you offer, that you patronize those products and services yourselves, use them, get the experience that you want your customers and prospects out there to feel, and therefore become an even stronger advocate for the product or service. For example, if you work in a financial institution, then you should open an account with that institution so that you can save, so that you can invest, so that you can borrow, or whatever else your institution offers to the public. If you work in a hospital that, for example, promotes preventative medicine, then you too should ensure that you sign up for your annual medical checkup and get it done, so that when you go out to tell others about the benefits of an annual medical, or to tell others about the benefits of investing in mutual funds, you are not speaking theoretically, but you are actually speaking practically. And that's very important. Again, if you work in an organization that sells books or learning resources, then you must become an avid reader, buying and learning and reading, so that when a prospect, for example, asks you a question about a book or asks for a recommendation regarding what book or what resource they should look at, you will be speaking from your deep and personal experience. You will agree with me that the examples are infinite, they are limitless, but I trust that you are getting the point by now. getting high on your own supply. It's about immersing yourself in the very products and services that your organization offers so that you can have first-hand experience of the products and services that will in turn help you to be more effective in selling the products to others and in providing support to customers who may use these products and services. Professionals who choose not to get high on their own supplies are unable to create a personal connection with the product and services and are therefore unable to maximize their full potential to advocate and support others to use these products and services. Now, while I advocate very strongly for getting high on your own supplies, I recognize that there may be situations where it may be difficult or even seemingly impossible for you to do so yourself. For example, if your organization offers a product that you cannot use personally, so let's say you're a gentleman and you work in a company that sells women's products, or you work in an organization that sells only very expensive luxury goods that you cannot afford. Well, guess what? You can still be creative about getting high on your own supplies. A simple shortcut will be to become passionate about the products. Passionate about the products by learning about them, talking about them in public, particularly in this modern age, via social media. It's what we call in human resources management organizational citizenship behaviors. You know, it's always a delight to see employees in an organization using their personal social media accounts, leveraging their personal networks to promote the products and services that their organizations offer. Absolutely delightful. High level of organizational citizenship behavior. Unfortunately, some employees are so uninterested in their organizations. They are so uninterested in doing this that some organizations have to insist. They have to literally force people to do this and in some cases include it as part of their performance expectations. So every employee is required to post, you know, once a day or once a week or a number of times a week on something related to the company. And this is now a performance management issue. It shouldn't be. It should be an organizational citizenship behavior that because you love the work that you do, because you are passionate about the products and services that your organization offers, then you go out and you tell people about it using every opportunity you have, including social media. So if you love the work that you do, you do not need anyone forcing you to share posts about it on social media. If you have to be compelled to do so, then it says something about your person to organization fit, another very interesting theory in human resources management. For example, for the luxury goods that you cannot afford, I'm sure your organization will not mind you taking pictures of them and promoting them on social media. You never know who is on your network and who will be interested in those goods. Another approach will be to advocate enthusiastically on behalf of your organization with family, friends, and close associates. Even if you can't, for example, use the female products yourselves, you can purchase the female products and give them as gifts to your sisters, to your mother, to your aunts, and other female friends and relatives. Even if, for example, you don't have children of your own, you certainly have neighbors, nephews, and nieces who you can gift children's products and services too on their birthdays and special celebrations. You see, there are so many ways to get high on your own supplies, but it really requires you first to be a square peg in a square hole that loves the work that you do and is passionate about the products and services that your organization offers. So let me leave everybody with a thought before we proceed. Just a quick thought. Think about this. How many times have you, in the last 1 week, 1 month, 1 quarter, 1 year, gone out and talked passionately to a friend, to a colleague, to someone in your faith community, someone in your neighborhood, to a family member, about the products and services offered by your company. If you haven't done this, here's what I've been saying. You are displaying a low level, an abysmally low level of organizational citizenship behavior. You see, like the passion that comes with marriage, often through the ups and downs, going through the ups and downs of lives together, you can eventually find love and stay in love with a job or with an organization, even if it wasn't your first love or your first choice. For example, let's go back to marriage. By learning more about your spouse, by making sacrifices and looking for the best of the other person, successful marriages have been created where there seemed to be no hope. You can do the exact same thing for your job and your career. So today, my advice goes against the grain of classic gangster theory. I want everyone in our organizations where we sell legitimate products and services to actually get high on their own supplies, to display a high level of organizational citizenship, to patronize and advocate vigorously for the products and services offered by their organizations, and by doing so, contribute meaningfully to the progress of the organizations and to their own personal progress. I hear lots of people say that they are afraid of losing their jobs. But unfortunately, a lot of people who say or who claim that they don't want to lose their jobs do not actually behave in ways to protect their jobs. They think that it's just by showing up in the morning, ticking the boxes and going through the work. No. It is by getting high on your own supply. And by getting high on your own supply, you're not only developing yourself and contributing to the organization, but you are also sending a very strong signal of your commitment to your organization, which is certainly a sign of great leadership and a basis for you to create and sustain influence. 360 degree influence. You will influence your bosses, you will influence your colleagues, you will influence your customers, you will influence your subordinates, you will influence everybody because you are high on your own supply. One of my favorite teachings is on the triangle of career success, which is built on the person to organization fit theory that I mentioned earlier. And it expands this discussion on getting high on your own supplies. Our micro learning course on personal effectiveness on the online EFICO covers this extensively and is available at www.onlineefico.com. You can access all the courses on the online EFICO for as low as 5,000 naira only for a 1-year subscription. And every week, new courses are being added. So you've got potentially scores of courses available at that all amazing low price of 5,000 naira for a 1-year subscription. If you have enjoyed this episode of the EFICO podcast and you would like to keep listening and learning with us, then please subscribe on this platform or on any other platform like on Amazon and Apple and Google and Podbean and Spotify, where you listen to your podcasts regularly. Remember, there's no need to keep the EFICO a secret. So please share the love with your family, your friends and your colleagues. Until next time, my name is Omagbishe Baru and I am your online EFICO.